So I'm playing Ark on my old potato computer, and I thought I would have a quick ramble about the idea that professional victims are con artists, because I'm not sure that they are. Now, hear me out, because I know how that probably sounds, but that's because we aren't the target audience of professional victimhood. There's no way I'm going to give someone money just because someone sent them nasty messages on the internet. But there are definitely people who will. I mean, you know, there's a whole host of very, very thirsty gentlemen who are quite prepared to donate a lot of money to professional victims to help them in some way and advance the cause of feminism and social justice and all of these other things that they have. So, I mean, that's basically it. I mean, I think the main issue with people being con artists in the professional victim community is that they sell themselves to people outside of their community as something other than professional victims. Because, I mean, you'll notice that not one of the people who are feminists who care about, and you know, who have donated to Nick Sarkeesian's crowdfunding campaigns, they don't want their money back. You know, and I know I'm not one to talk because I've got an outstanding Kickstarter as well, but, you know, ignoring the tokokwi of it, it's nobody cares on the other side of this. They're not bothered. They don't. That Enid Sarkeesian hasn't fulfilled their pledges, they haven't got their DVD box set, none of them care. It's like my family, they don't care. You know, and so it's very much the sort of same thing. And I guess that what I'm saying is, to them, she's clearly not a con artist. You know, the last thing they're going to call Anita is a con artist. She's someone who's doing tremendous good for the cause of social justice and feminism. That she's late is irrelevant, really, and it's, you know, they get to feel better about everything because they are helping her in the face of this terrible misogynist harassment. So, you know, they're not being conned. That's what they are giving money for. They're not giving money for the product. They're giving money to feel good. You know, it's not, you know, and this thing, like Zoe Cohen's Patreon, Randy Harper's Patreon, it's not, they're not donating money because they think that these people are going to produce anything. What the hell do they produce? Zoe Quinn has made one game, as far as I can tell, that was done in Twine. Hell, I could probably knock up a Twine game in an afternoon. You know, it's not like something that's a great achievement. Total Biscuit did it, you know. It's not a great achievement. It's the bare minimum. And yet, you know, she's still living off of this because of the victimhood narrative. Oh, she's such a victim. And that's what people are donating to. You know, it's not that anyone really cares that she produces anything. Nobody cares. They do not give a damn what she produces. That is just the least of their concerns. So when Enid Sarkeesian says, "I'm a gamer, give me your money," she's a con artist. Absolutely. She's trying to con you out of your money because she's not a gamer. We know she's not a gamer. She has stated categorically, "I'm not a gamer." You know, she knows she's not a gamer. We know she's not a gamer. But that's not what most people are giving her money for. Most people are giving her money to promote the agenda, to advance the cause. They're not giving her money because they think that she's a gamer. They're giving her money because she's going to talk about feminism, and fuck's sake. And in that regard, she's absolutely not a con artist. She's absolutely doing what she's being paid to do. That's her job, and she's doing it, honestly, she's doing it rather well. She's a very influential feminist. I don't particularly like that she's an influential feminist, but, you know, there's no point denying the reality of it. If you look at her appearance at whatever the Sydney Festival was called, I can't remember off the top of my head, the other feminists were taken aback by her lines of reasoning, and they didn't have any good arguments to counter them, because, well, it's a new strain of feminism, well, not necessarily new, but it's a finally realised strain of feminism that she has, that the other strains don't really have an answer to. And so it's very interesting to see them adapting that. And this is why you see Jermaine Greer becoming kind of like an outsider to feminism now, to mainstream feminism. I mean, she was getting banned from speaking at various universities and whatnot. Oh, come on, you son of a bitch. Yeah, she was getting banned banned from various various universities now, because she's not trans-friendly or something. She's not, she's not the type of... She's not an intersectional feminist. She's not... Sorry, I'm just kind of losing my train of thought because I want my temple to be secure. Isn't that great? She's not an intersexual feminist. She doesn't think... As far as I'm aware, I'd have to check, but I think this was the case, that trans women aren't really women. I really don't have an opinion on this. She's finding herself on the margins of feminism now, because mainstream feminism has changed its mind. It's become very much... it's become very streamlined in what it believes, and it's, insanely inclusive. It can't not be inclusive. And that means including everything. There's, nothing that can be left out, which is why we're seeing social justice paedophiles coming out of the woodwork and being promoted by mainstream feminist places like Salon and all these other places. It's like, wow, you guys are actually going to promote paedophilia. I mean, there's a part of me that's genuinely impressed that they are so committed to what they're going to do, they're actually going to support paedophiles. That is impressive. Come on. That is a deep commitment to the cause. I cared a lot about Gamergate, but if Gamergate was like, paedophiles are okay, I'd have been like, look, guys, I don't think I can really support you anymore. I'm really sorry. But I don't think paedophiles are okay. And it sucks that there's some people who are paedophiles, and I'm sure it's a cross that they have to bear, but it's a cross they have to bear. So, deal with it. I don't have to worry about it. It's not my problem. All I'm worried about is keeping my kids away from you people. So, and the thing is, in 50 years' time, that'll probably be a terribly callous attitude to take. How could you be so heartless? I don't know. But getting back to the main point that isn't a giant ramble. I don't think that they're necessarily con artists from the point of view of the people who want to purchase their product, because their product is selling goodwill and good feelings to male feminists who want to do something to support women as an abstract, and they are women who need male feminist help. And this is why you've got Jenny McDermott desperately trying to get in on the victim bucks now. She's probably closer to a con artist than Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn. I mean, Randy Harper is definitely a con artist. She's doing the same thing, but she's not... I don't even think Randy Harper's a fucking feminist. I think Randy Harper just sees an opportunity to advance her own agenda and advance herself. A way of making a career out of being a woman rather than actually doing some hard work. Which, great work if you can get it, but that is genuinely conning these people. These people are trying to buy into a victimized feminist narrative, and the last thing that Randy Harper has been is victimized. You could at least try and sell it. At least Zoe Quinn can put on a pouty, teary face, like, ooh, I'm so oppressed. But Randy Harper just doesn't even try. And same as Brenna Wu. She is a con artist and an opportunist. Don't get me wrong, Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn are as well, but not from the perspective of feminists. They're doing exactly what male feminists want them to do. So, yeah, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I'm presuming motivation a lot here, and I'm not a fan of doing that usually, but I think we know enough about these people to be able to do that. What the fuck's with this lag? Motherfucker. Oh, it's a Dilophosaur. But yeah, I think we know enough about these people to do this. So, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I honestly think that two male feminists, Anise Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn, they're not con artists. They're doing exactly what they say on the tape. I mean, they're straight up about it. Hey, look at all this harassment. You should give me money. I mean, Jesus Christ, if I get harassing messages from feminists, there's no way I would make that a central fucking thesis of my fucking Patreon or Kickstarter or anything like that. You know, that's ridiculous. Why would you bring that up? What's it got to do with your work? Obviously, absolutely nothing. But, well, I mean, for me, it's absolutely nothing. Because my work wouldn't revolve around me getting nasty messages on the internet. But for them, it entirely revolves around them getting nasty messages on the internet. So, there we go.